William Benton, former senator from Connecticut and advertising executive, remembers the crash and what followed.
The clients, when I called upon them throughout 1929, instead of paying attention to their business, were picked up with the speculative fever of the purchase and sale of stocks on the stock market. And I would sit there trying to talk to them about advertising and trying to get them to listen to the points I wanted to make about the coming development of radio. And the phone would ring, and there would be a continuing sequence of interruptions talking about the stock market. We started on July 15th, 1929. This was the very day of the all-time peak of the stock market price index. It started to slip away on July 16th, and later I solicited business, and my chart was a kind of cross. The left-hand line started way up at the top corner and ended up in the bottom right-hand corner. That was the stock market index. The other line that made the cross was Benton & Bowles. It started at the bottom left-hand corner and ended up in the top right-hand corner. So as the stock market went down and plummeted into oblivion, Benton & Bowles went up into stardom. So that when I sold the agency in 1935, it was the biggest single office in the world. I benefited out of the Depression. I was only 29 and Bowles was only 28. We just turned 29 and 28. When things are prosperous, I don't think the big advertisers and the big clients are as likely to listen to young men. They're not as likely to listen to new ideas either. In 29 at Pepsodent, sales were off 50%, and none of the old-type advertising seemed to work. In May of 1929, I left my office, and I walked home to my apartment next to the Webster Hotel. It was a hot, muggy night. All the doors and windows were open, and I heard these colored voices sweeping out into the street from all the apartments and houses, and I turned around and walked back up the street. There were 19 radios tuned on, and 17 were tuned into Amos and Andy. This is the first audience research survey in the history of radio broadcasting. And I went in the next morning, and I said, we ought to buy Amos and Andy right away for Pepsodent, because somebody's going to buy them very soon. We did. We bought them on the spot. And within a matter of weeks, it was the greatest sensation in the history of the American show business. And Pepsodent sales skyrocketed. And the crash never touched Pepsodent.